A Woman's War, loosely adapted by Bart Meehan from the story by J.M. Barrie. Performed by Lanny Hart, Nicky Hunter, Penny Hunt and Jeffrey Borney. Directed by Tony Turner.
Another cake, Mrs. Haggerty? There's only the one left.
No, you have it, Mrs. Mickleham.
No, no, I insist.
No, it's I who insist.
Well, one of us should eat it. Here comes that awful Mrs. Dowie, and she won't hesitate to swoop it up.
Without a please or a thank you. There, all gone. Though an empty plate isn't going to discourage her, she'll still sit down. Honestly, I do not know why you asked her to join the group.
I didn't ask her to join. I was merely being pleasant. She is the one who translated hello into an invitation.
You've always been far too friendly. I've seen you nodding to strangers on the street.
Oh, it's a burden I've carried since childhood. My mother complained I was overly polite to any tradesman who visited the house.
Hello, ladies. Oh, the cakes are gone. I suppose it's just a cup of tea, then. Would you like another cup, Mrs. Haggerty, Mrs. Mickleham? Oh, it's gone cold. Oh, well, my own fault for being late. Oh, what a morning I have had. I went to the post office to post a letter to my George, but then I'd found I'd left it at home. Of course I had to go back, and that meant being caught in a rainstorm. And, well, that wind ruined
my... Would you like me to order another pot, Mrs. Dowie?
No, no, this will do me fine, thank you. Not the first time I've had lukewarm tea. Indeed, I think I've had more tepid brews than not. You get distracted, and then you wander off to do something else, and by the time you remember there's a cuppa on the table, anything resembling warmth has long since disappeared. Now, where was I? Oh, that's right. By the time I'd walked back to the post office, I was soaking, and the crowd...
Have you had any letters from your George, Mrs. Dowie?
Of course. He writes every week. He's in France now.
Oh, my Henry is in Paris, recuperating. He was shot in two places, you know.
Which places?
I have no idea, Mrs. Dowie. The army doesn't tell you, and Henry is far too polite a boy to worry me with the details. Have you heard from Peter, Mrs. Haggerty?
No. The Germans are an awful people. They won't let their prisoners write home to their mothers.
Oh, it must be terrible to have a son captured by the enemy.
It is a proud misfortune, Mrs. Mickleham.
I've heard of others who have received letters. Perhaps your boy has done something to upset them.
If that is so, he will have done it for king and country. He will not have stopped fighting just because he's imprisoned.
Are you sure he was captured? I don't mean to upset you, but it was a terrible battle at Ypres.
Ypres.
What?
It's pronounced Ypres.
All the soldiers call it Ypres.
Not the officers.
Of course he was captured. They would tell me otherwise.
I don't mean to upset you.
Then you should stop talking.
I am sorry. I've always been someone who speaks without thinking. My George says I have a fear of silence and I'm compelled to fill it. It is a terrible war, though, isn't it? Those lists of boys you see every day in the newspaper makes you question the strategy sometimes.
And what do you mean by that, Mrs. Dowie?
What I implied, Mrs. Mickleham. The men are splendid, but I'm not so sure about the staff.
The men need to be led.
Into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell.
What?
It's a poem.
I know that, dear. But why are you quoting it?
It just came to mind. I used to read it to Peter. Do you think the Germans have done something to him?
No. Do you see what you've done, Mrs. Dowie? There, there, dear. No need to worry. Your Peter will be knocking on the door the day this war is over.
Of course he will, if not sooner. I dare say he's planning his escape right now. The Boche could never build a camp that holds our good British lads. If the fence is too high, they'll dig under it.
Well, why haven't they done that already?
Will you be quiet? Have you seen this week's fashion chat, Mrs. Haggerty?
I have. The gabardine with accordion pleats are out, and the plain smock has come in again, with silk lacing.
I must say I was always partial to the straight line. Though they're none too friendly on figures like ours, are they, ladies?
I saw the photograph of Lady Dolly Canister. She was wearing a champagne-y cream velvet with dreamy corsage.
Oh, she's a fine woman, an example to us all. I read she recently married General Chingford. Snubs, they called him at Eton. He's off to France next week. We'll have the Germans beaten by Christmas, he told the newspaper. Make sure there's plum pudding on the table for all the boys when they come home, he said.
Plum pudding? That's a funny thing to say with all that's going on over there right now.
Home by Christmas. Won't it be nice to have all the men around the table again, carving the roast and laughing too loud?
I don't see how it can be over by then. The Germans seem as determined as us to win.
Well, that's a very unpatriotic thing to say.
I'm as patriotic as any woman here, Mrs. Micklem. I have a son on the front at this very moment, not idling away his time in Paris.
My Henry is doing no such thing. Oh, you are a genuinely awful little woman.
Now, ladies, it makes no sense for us to argue. We all have sons in France. We are all doing our bit for king and country.
Very well said, Mrs. Haggerty. I apologise for my intemperate words, Mrs. Dowie.
As do I, Mrs. Micklem.
There, all friends again. You know, there are some women who have no male relations, so they have no man at the war. I do feel sorry for them.
You couldn't mix with them, though, could you? I mean, what would you have to talk about? It's not their war, is it? No, the place for them is indoors, until it's all over.
I don't think that would be fair, Mrs. Micklem. I mean, it's not their fault, is it? God decides if you have a son or a daughter. I'm sure they're as patriotic as you and I, in spite of their misfortune.
It is not a matter of patriotism, Mrs. Dowie. Everyone is patriotic these days. Well, except for those pacifists.
Pacifists? Cowards, more like. Hiding here when boys like my Peter are doing their bit for the Empire.
It's that those women walk around like they are carrying the same burden as the rest of us. They want to sit with us at afternoon tea, as if they're an equal.
I saw one of them buying a flag yesterday. You know, the ones you put in the window to let people know your family has someone at the front.
Well, that was very impudent of her.
Well, I suppose they want to...
Only the likes of us know what it feels like. Your boy's in the Black Watch, isn't he, Mrs. Dowie? My Peter wanted to be a kiltie. He's a Scot on his father's side.
Oh, you could never tell by the look of him. He's a handsome boy. Does he have hairy legs? All those kilties have hairy legs.
Great hairy legs. I put him in long trousers as soon as I could. They wouldn't let him join. They put him in the Surreys instead.
I would think that's a better choice. Scots are a difficult people to be around for any length of time. Far too emotional.
And drinkers. Oh. My Peter is not a drinker.
Well, maybe not before he went. Oh, look, a It's Mr. Willings. He's coming over.
Oh, dear. And we have no cake for him.
It's never good news when the reverend gent seeks you out.
No, there's no need for that, Mrs. Haggerty. Look, he's smiling.
It doesn't look like much of a smile. More of a grimace.
It could be wind.
You can't say things like that.
What? You don't think clergymen get wind?
Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon, Mr. Willings. I'm sorry, we have no cake left.
That's fine. I'm not here for afternoon tea.
You have news? Is it about my Peter?
My Henry?
No, it's for you, Mrs. Dowie.
What?
Not my Peter, then.
Is it bad news?
Perhaps we should talk privately. The manager tells me there is a room for private parties.
You poor woman.
What?
We will only be a minute or two. Oh,
poor woman.
Perhaps we can order some more cake for when she comes back. That would help, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would. It would. That's very thoughtful, Mrs. Haggerty.
Please sit down, Mrs. Dye.
I'm fine standing, sir.
Please yourself. But really, there's no need to be uncomfortable.
I'm perfectly comfortable standing.
I suppose that's to be expected, given your profession.
And what's that mean?
I know you are a charwoman, Mrs. Dowie.
And what of it? I never said anything different. It's not my fault if others mistook me for a lady.
But it is just one of your many secrets, isn't it? You know, we welcome everyone in our little group. We ask no questions about their background because our sole purpose is to support all those mothers and wives who are sacrificing for England, regardless of class or station. The only thing we expect, Mrs. Dowie, is honesty.
What are you saying? Don't think because you're a man of the cloth you can accuse me of things. I won't stand for it. I won't.
And stay put, woman. Sit down.
I'm not used to being spoken to in that manner.
I apologise for my tone. This is a difficult thing that I admit I'm struggling with how to approach it.
Perhaps it's best if we don't approach it at all. I can go home and there's no harm done.
So you have guessed the subject of our discussion?
I've been expecting it. How did you find out?
A young man came to my church. He was looking for a Mrs. Dowie.
Oh, Lord.
He introduced himself as Private Dowie, and he had a strange tale to tell.
Oh, Lord.
Apparently he'd been receiving letters at the front with "Your Mother" written on the back of the envelope, and our parish as the return address.
The post office won't send them without a return address.
And here's the thing he said. When I opened the envelope, there was only blank sheets of paper inside.
There didn't seem much point in writing anything. It's not as though we knew each other.
Well, apparently it caused him some difficulty with the censor. They were convinced there must be secret messages transcribed in invisible ink.
I didn't want to cause any trouble. I didn't have any malicious intentions.
What were your intentions, Mrs. Dowie? Oh,
I doubt you'd understand.
Now test me and we'll see.
All right, sir. I just wanted a son. I wanted to have someone at the front. I've never had a husband, Mr. Willings. Never even been with a man. I just call myself Mrs. to give me a standing.
Right. I am confused.
Oh, it's everybody's war except mine. I wanted it to be my war too. Oh, it seems such a little lie, sir. It won't do no harm, I thought. And the truth is, after I'd done it, I quite liked having a son. I mean, I could imagine what he was doing in France. How he was the first one out of our trenches and the first into theirs. And I never had to worry about him dying or even being wounded. He was impervious to bullets, sir.
Hardly a laughing matter, Mrs. Dowie. And as for doing no harm, well, you've deceived us all and insulted those brave men who have actually gone to war. How did you come to select Private Dowie?
Oh, I saw his name in the newspaper and it stood out, of course. He said he came from up north, so I thought there was no chance we'd ever cross paths.
Well, that's a plan that went awry. Why send letters?
People might have wondered if I didn't. Those gossips in the post office would soon spread the word. And it had to be a real soldier. Otherwise they would have been returned, wouldn't they? And then the jig would be up. Will you tell the others, sir?
No. But I believe you should. Deceit eats away at the soul.
If that's true, Reverend, then I doubt there's much of mine left to nibble on. If I tell them, I'll be expelled from the group.
You're already expelled, Mrs. Dowie. I cannot, in good conscience, allow you to continue. It is a group for women with men at the front, real men, not figments of the imagination.
Well, now you see why I did it. Cast out like a sinner because I've never had a man in my life. And do you want to know the truth of it, sir? I never wanted one. I've cleaned many a house around London, and in my experience, they are more trouble than they are worth. Expect to be waited on hand and foot, then offering little more than a grunt for thanks. In my observations, I saw them moody and childish and demanding. Yet they say it's us women who have no control of our emotions. You know, I think if it were women running the countries, there'd be no war.
Surely you're not a suffragette as well, Mrs. Dowie.
I may well become one, sir. At least I wouldn't be rejected for choosing to live my own life. I can see you want me to be contrite. But I'm not sorry, Mr. Willings. I can't. No, I won't. This is a man's world, and I am just doing the best I can to get on.
I think you're overstating your circumstances. You must never forget there is a God-given order to the world that we must all follow.
Ah, of course, you are right, sir. And that's all the proof needed that God is a man. I'll go home now, and you won't see me again. I'll leave it to you to explain my sudden departure to those two out there.
As I've said, I'll keep your secret.
I don't care if they know. That pair have been looking down their nose at me since the first day we met. But can I ask you what you told Private Dowie?
That it must have been some kind of cruel joke. The funny thing is, he wasn't upset. He said that receiving a letter from home was always a joy in trenches.
Even one filled with blank paper?
He didn't seem to mind. He can't read.
I picked the right one then, didn't I? Has he gone?
Yes, back up north for his leave.
Ah, to his real mother, I suppose. Well, I'll say a prayer for him tonight. When the lad goes back to the front, he won't be impervious to bullets and shells any more.
Oh, she's leaving? And without even a goodbye?
There was always a touch of the common about her.
I couldn't agree with you more. I wouldn't have given her the time of day if her son had not been one of our brave boys.
May God bless them all and keep them safe.
Yes, and we must all work together for their sakes. Would you like another cup of tea, Mrs. Haggerty?
Yes, But let's order some more cake first. By the way, did you hear about Mrs. Sheffield's boy? Apparently his captain had to threaten him with a pistol to make him go over the top.
No.
Up here wasting water, up here rising sludge, using the kind of language that makes the sergeant blush. Oh, who wouldn't join the army? That's what we all inquire. Don't we pity the poor civilian sitting around the fire? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Oh, it's a lovely war.
Oh, who wouldn't be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pain.
As soon as Reveille is gone,
we feel just as heavy as lead.
But we never get up to the sergeant brings a brick. Up to bed. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. What do we want? We eggs and ham. When we got plum and apple jam. Home for the right son. How do we spend the money we earn? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pay.
As soon as the valley is gone,
we feel just as heavy as lead.
But we never get up to the sergeant rings our breakfast up to bed. What? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
A lovely war.
What do we want with eggs and ham when we got plum and apple jam? Come for the rate card, when we spend the money we earn. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Come to the cookhouse door, boys, sniff at the lovely stew. Oh, is it says the colonel gets better grub than you. Any complaints this morning? Do we complain, not we? What's the matter with lumps of onion floating around your tea? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Oh, it's a lovely
oh,
war.
Oh, wouldn't be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pain.
As soon as Reveille has gone, we feel just as heavy as lead. But we never get up to the sergeant. Brings our breakfast up to bed.
Rats.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Oh,
what one in eggs and ham when we got plum and apple jam. Home for the right turn. How do we spend the money we earn? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
A lovely war.
Be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pay.
As soon as the valley has gone,
we feel just as heavy as lead.
But we never get up till the sergeant rings our breakfast up to bed.
I am.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
A lovely war.
Oh, we want three eggs and ham when we got plum and apple jam. Come for us, Richard. How can we spend the money we earn? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.